PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 75 degrees for the high today. What?
Say what?
Our listener Devin says if she doesn't put a stop to what's happening between her and her daughter's father, then the two of them are guaranteed to end up in financial hardship. Let's get Devin on the air with us, who told us she just feels like her ex is constantly trying to one-up her, especially when it comes to the Tooth Fairy.
It's a classic.
Good morning, Devin.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for coming on with us for Parental Confidential.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I met Devin this past weekend at Fashion Week.
Oh, you did?
And we were chatting, and this got brought up, and I was like, you have to come on the air. And she was like, twist my arm.
Oh, we love that. So, I mean, this is probably relatable. How old is your daughter, Devin?
She's 7.
7 years old. Tell us what's been going on and why you feel like you need to hurry up and bury some money in the backyard.
Yeah, so my daughter lost her first tooth when she was 6, and she was at my house. So she spends half her time at my house and half her time at her dad's house. And when she lost her tooth, I was like, amazing. I have $6 in cash, so special because she's 6 years old.
Sure. Oh, great.
So, yeah, so the Tooth Fairy left her $6. And then she ended up losing her second tooth at her dad's house. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, it's her second tooth. It's not that special. $1, maybe $2
right.
is good. No.
The first tooth is always special.
Right, of course.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And no, he, of course, just has to one-up me and gives her $7.
Almost like he did it in a petty way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so now she gets $7, and now your daughter's like, man, I could really make some side
coin. She's like, it feels good to be a gangster. She starts punching herself in the mouth.
So, okay, no, yeah. Did you bring this to his attention?
Yes, I did. I texted him and I said, I heard the Tooth Fairy keeps giving more money. Wow. And he said, yeah, looks like it's just going to keep going up by $1 per tooth.
Oh my God.
I said, no, that's craziness.
That's insane. She's going to be literally Bill Gates by the time she's 10.
Well, let me ask you, Devin, because your daughter's 7, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the conversations she's had with you? Have you brought this to her attention about the money she's getting at dad's?
No, I haven't. And I've been a little nervous.
She's like, Mom, that's been invested for quite some time now.
I
have a 401k.
Yeah. Does she have any other teeth that are currently loose?
Yes. She lost her other tooth, her third tooth at her dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her, guess how much?
$8.
Sure did.
Okay. Now he's just competing with himself at this point.
Correct.
No, actually.
And the bar is being set really high. Really high.
So now I'm nervous for her to lose her tooth at my house because I'm definitely not giving her $9.
No, you're definitely not.
Oh my God, no. Come on.
Wait,
Devin,
okay.
You know exactly what you need to do. Slip her. I'm serious. I'm not even joking when I say this. Like, put him to shame. Slip a 50 under her pillow.
Oh my.
No, I'm serious. Give her $50. Nobody's going to trump that.
The only person making out from this is your daughter. She's literally going to be Bill Gates by the time all of her adult teeth are in.
Literally.
I know we talked about this. I don't know the exact math, and don't ask us. We're not great. But if he were to continue this, what would her end total be?
Yeah. So when I sent that message to him, he was like, I said, good for her for getting so much money. I'll send her to your house if she loses more, because the Tooth Fairy seems to have lots of extra stacks there.
Yeah, right. She's got to start paying the RG&E bill.
Right, literally.
And he was like, oh, the Tooth Fairy may have made a mistake. And then he used AI, ChatGPT, to calculate how much he would be giving her if she lost all her teeth there.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If she did get $8 a tooth, I mean, there's 32
teeth.
Well,
goes up every
tooth. I can't figure that out,
please. So how much is it, Devin?
$290.
Yep.
Oh, see, I had $260.
Yeah, well.
Okay, yeah. So what's your relationship like with your ex?
Expensive, clearly.
There isn't one, really.
I see.
Except for the text exchange of the financial ruin that he's putting himself in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but aside from the whole Tooth Fairy dilemma, do you feel like there's always kind of been this situation with him where you're trying to one up each other, because he's got your daughter half the time, you got your daughter half the time, and you both want to be the best parent.
Sounds like he's the one trying to one up.
I'm not one upping anyone. He's one upping himself.
And I think this is also so relatable, Devin, with Christmas being right around the corner, people with divorced parents. This is so classic of like, well, mom got me Lululemon leggings and you got me a Walmart vest. So.
No, literally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So are you worried about that?
I don't really care about money that way. I don't spoil my daughter. If we go to the store and she wants something small, I'm like, okay, it's small. Mm-hmm. But they go to the store, they're like, this and that. And she's like, my dad got me this. And I'm like, so cool.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like bad cop, good cop. It sounds like her father wants to be your best friend, mm-hmm. and you got to be the bad cop because you're the parent. And you're not interested in being friends with her. You just want to be her mom. And so, but you also, are you a little worried that she's going to get to a point where she just wants to go to dad's because it's more fun, that he buys more, there's less rules, there's, you know what I mean? She could just run free. It's lawless there. Is that ever crossed your mind?
Absolutely. And I feel like that is so, I don't know, I feel like that's so typical for, like, moms.
Right.
Like, of course there's no structure and routine at dad's house.
Yeah.
Period.
We got to ask, though, 585-252-9800. Anybody who's been in Devin's situation with the parenting, you know, and you guys have the child half the time, how did you come to an agreement, or how did you deal with a situation like this where you have your other partner that's always trying to one-up you? What did you do to resolve that? Or did you not? Just deal with it.
Devin, we're getting some texts in right now from the listeners. They say, looks like she's going to have to start bringing her teeth over to dad's. You lost it here? Oh, well, she must not be able to find you, the tooth fairy, that is. Bring it to dad's. It'll all work itself out, and you'll get more money there.
Do you have a limit, Devin, when it comes to Christmas presents this year?
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, the limit does not exist.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I thank you for sharing your story because it is so relatable, not just with the tooth fairy situation, but with all of the things. And just, you know what, Devin, keep doing you, keep shining, and your ex can stay in competition with himself.
No, literally. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in, Devin. I appreciate the story. But let us know how much money your daughter ends up making out, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Open up that savings account. All right.
My daughter ends up making more money than both of us combined. It's fine.
No, literally.
She knows what she's doing at this point. She 100%. She's 7. She gets it. She's taking a hammer to the mouth. All right, Devin. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Oh, she has the dental floss in. The door handle shuts the door.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes co-parenting can turn into a real rivalry. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And just a very expensive situation.
Right. So I had a buddy.
The ChatGPT.
Him and his wife separated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas comes along and they have 3 kids. They have a daughter and 2 sons.
Okay.
Well, she goes out and buys them the presents that she wants for Christmas and they love it. All right. Now they're getting presents at mom's and they're getting presents at dad.
Love.
What does he do? He goes and one ups her. And plans an entire trip to Mexico. And then he goes and posts it all over Facebook. You know, and I'm like, wow, if that's not one-upping,
you know,
the ex, I don't know what is.
Neither of us have divorced parents. And we're very fortunate for that. But it's times like these where, you know, I wouldn't be mad.
I would not be mad. Listen, I've thought about it.
I want to go to Cancun.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Sabrina Carpenter on PXY Mornings. That's Taste. We love a good taste.
We sure do.
Dozens of people came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey. They took about the biggest problems facing Monroe Avenue today in Rochester, and also to share solutions. You had about 1,000 people that took that survey. And how many say Monroe Avenue is safe? What percentage? Breezy?
I said 20.
Oh, my goodness. You're close. 15% say, yeah, it's totally safe. I'm sure those people who said yes live on the opposite side of the city.
Right, they're in Pittsburgh. They're like, I love it here.
Over 68% agree that, yes, Monroe Avenue is ready to support new local businesses, but, I mean, they'd like to see some public safety improved.
Right.
It's a little sketchy down there. This person says, I took the survey because Monroe Avenue is not as safe as it used to be. I got my leg broken by criminals just last year. It came from Lisa Jacks, owner of Park Avenue Pets. And she shared her feedback on possible solutions on the crime. She said revitalizing Monroe Avenue pretty much begins and ends with having the Monroe Theater occupied with a business where people go in and out all day long, and it is a vital part of the avenue. Instead of a boarded up, derelict hole in the wall with junkies and homeless and drug dealers, she said.
Oh.
I don't ever remember that theater being up and running, do you?
No.
I mean, it's been years. It's been boarded up for quite some time.
Right.
But roughly 100 people were at the Monroe coalition meeting, including neighbors, business owners, police, and city council members. And they came together to celebrate the positive results from the survey, but also they all agreed, we got to improve the negatives here. There is definitely a lack of public safety.
Right.
So the coalition will hold its next meeting. There's going to be a brainstorming session December 2nd. And the coalition also plans to apply for grants to bring more money into that neighborhood to really
just spruce it up.
Make it look pretty.
Love. Absolutely. It is scary, though.
But I do love the amount of work that they have put in this city. I mean, before I moved away, downtown Rochester, not even close to where it's at right now.
Yeah.
No. 13 years later, there's parts where it's absolutely beautiful down there. Mm-hmm. And they've done a lot. And they're trying to do that with Main Street. They're trying to do it with Monroe Avenue, too.
Yes.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. This is your chance to get whatever is bothering you off your chest. We'll get to all your unpopular opinions coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
I think it's time to spit some hot fire, don't you?
Let's spit it.
Melissa's here, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Stop using love languages in a relationship, she says. You're a crappy partner, There I Said It.
Oh,
Melissa, go ahead, girl. Call him out. What's his name?
Pop off.
We know you want to say it. Who are you talking about? It's overplayed, and women are not buying it anymore. There, I said it. The love languages. It's like, actually, I'm more physical touch, not quality time, so I'll see you in a month.
I'm actually more words of affirmation, so thanks. This person says, we need less content, not more. There, I said it. I'm so sick of watching the same thing in a different font every single day. Oh, with that being said, go follow us on Instagram at 98peaksbyrochester. The content is flowing.
Yeah, it sure is. Who else is here? I think mine for today is, I feel like the days leading up to Christmas is actually better than Christmas Day itself. There, I said it.
I agree with
there you. There, I said, no take backs. I said what I said.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think it's so much better. You know, everyone depressed after Christmas. I'm just leading up to it, there's so much excitement for like 10 days straight.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, like, when Christmas actually hits, like, you don't really do much. Like, the morning's great.
The morning's great. Like, you're chilling.
After 11, you're like, so now what?
I opened up everything. Now what?
Right. You just, there's a lot of laying around.
There's just a lot of grazing.
A lot of lounging, for sure. Which, I mean, we don't hate, but. Let's see. This person,
Anna, do me a favor and just let me know how many more days until Christmas. Thank you so much.
This person says, I don't care what anyone says, but the middle seat absolutely slaps. There, I said it.
Oh, on the plane?
No, thank you.
Yeah, you know why? Because you get two armrests.
I guess.
Yeah, you get two armrests.
I'd rather rest my head than my arm.
Well, you should start flying first class then.
Period.
Renee says the conversation you guys had this week on your show about pets being family is not it. Sorry, pets are not family. There, I said it. Oh, God. They're great companions, but you should not be allowed to take an entire week off of work to care for a pet. It's much different than your own child being sick. So whoever thinks this is just the same thing needs to stop comparing the two. All right. You said it, Renee. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Mine for today is this. Tell Me Lies on Hulu is the best show that they ever produced on that network. There, I said it.
I've not seen it.
It is. I finished it last night. It's amazing. Very sexual. Very, lot of suspense.
Yeah.
It's just really such a good show. Like, so many twists and turns, and if you haven't watched it, 10/10 would recommend.
I might watch that, Breeze. I started
the
first episode of Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting into that before the Yankees game. Because somebody
It's good. Is it not?
Yeah, from what I watched, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably watch the second episode. I can get into it. That basically was about a girls' soccer team. They got in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess as they're older now, they live to kind of tell what happened. And some of them are not thrilled with the decisions that they ended up making to stay alive for 19 months before they were actually found.
Mm-hmm.
So
more to come on that.
Coffee tastes better cold, even in the wintertime. There, I said it. I don't know who you are, but I 100% will agree with you on that.
Interesting.
Oh, look who's here, Breeze. Your best friend.
Who's here?
The most toxic man in Rochester.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Sup, guys? Big Ed here. Hey, Breezy, I have a Halloween one for you today. What is a ghost's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Take a stab at it. It's super easy. What's a ghost's favorite dessert?
Shepherd's pie. I don't know. What is that?
I scream.
You're so good. When are you going on tour? When's your Netflix special dropping?
Absolutely brilliant. Big Ed, you would be doing a disservice if you didn't keep them coming, buddy. Well done. Jeanette says you can always tell which families are broken by the ones who don't eat together as a family at dinner time. There, I said it.
Oh, okay.
Shade.
Absolute shade.
I grew up eating dinner with the fam every single night, and you were not late. You were washed up and at the table by 6:30.
No elbows on the table.
No elbows on the table. No ifs, buts about it.
All right.
And also, Hannah, we need you there. I said it. But I think one of the reasons I haven't been to the movies in so long is for the reason that the last time I was there, people in the front row were clapping and cheering, and it made me cringe so bad that I just never went back.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hannah.
You don't care.
All right.
What's up, Hannah?
I don't like yoga, and I think that people who try to force me to enjoy it just make it super uncomfortable, and it's not at all relaxing. There, I said it.
I've never heard a woman say they don't like yoga. Who's forcing you to enjoy yoga?
I hate yoga.
My yoga teacher. I have to take a class.
Oh, that's for the part of your curriculum?
Yeah, I have to take a health class, and I'm taking yoga, and it's terrible.
Well, that's on you. You shouldn't have picked that.
Is your yoga teacher creepy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get into that a little later.
We should. I have a lot of questions then.
I do, too. I mean, there's nothing like a hot, sweaty old man in the downward dog position.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're talking about my middle school gym teacher.
And now we're going into child's pose.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.